Hey, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Hi, Jan Small from Michigan, standing in my entryway, my hallway, where we have pictures of trips, grandkids, pets, our kids, parents, just all sorts of things that sometimes gets changed throughout the year. Something that hasn't changed is a picture that I made of where my kids live. Our oldest, Steve, is in Texas with his family, a little bit south of Houston in West Columbia. We're lucky enough to have our daughter live here in Michigan in Lansing. And our youngest, Eric, is in San Francisco with his family. So the kids don't see each other, unfortunately, very often. But no matter where you live, it's always fun to watch One Funny Morning with Dina Blizzard.
Oh, Jan, that was so beautiful. Good morning. That was Jan doing our morning intro. I love it. What a good idea. I know, Tanya, what that's so beautiful that you can map out where all the kids are. It looks like you have some great places to visit, Jan. I thought you were going to say, here's where all my kids live. And one of them lives in Nashville, and I'm coming. I thought there was going to be like a big twist at the end. Austin, good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. Colby, come here. Let's do medicine. Come here, Colby. Bonjour, La Five. Good morning. Good morning. That's not you. Wrong dog. This is you. Come here. Time for dog meds. I know. I'm not going to brag. I was first today. Okay, look. That's still wrong dog. Here. That's you. Okay. Good morning, Michaela. Good morning. It's a crazy day. Come here, Lou. Give me medicine. It's a crazy day because the charger is getting installed today. So you're going to hear some banging and whatever it is they do to put a charger in, but whatever. All right, everybody get away from me. And good morning. Hello, Allison. You snuck up on us this morning. I did. I'm still talking about last night's tips. I can't even really explain last night's Tipsy Tuesday. And I still blame Kyle and Jody, his accomplice, we got in trouble. We got in trouble last night, if you missed it. Doris goes to bed early. Doris, you missed it. We got in trouble on TikTok. Honestly, we didn't get in trouble for the festival. We got in trouble because we were saying drug words. Not even allowed to say a couple of drug words. It was actually a quality story about time with your grandma. And somehow TikTok was like, that's wrong. I can't explain it to you. You had to be there. You should go back and watch. My brother lived in England for years. My grandmother, who was in her 90s, wanted to call him. So she asked if she can call him directly or if she had to call the operator. Since it's 5 hours later in England, it told her to just call him before he goes to bed. That just so you know, your grandmom and I basically do time math the same. Like, what time's your bedtime? I'll call you before then. Mm-hmm. All right, Kezia, let's talk about it. Kezia just said, your hair looks really blonde today. Here's what I'm going to say. Today, I actually have an appointment to tone it. Right? The hairdresser's going to tone it so it won't look so yellow. But yesterday, I just ordered a whole bunch of purple shampoo. And so I'm going to try them all and see which one works the best. There's some that are like one purple shampoo a week. And then there's another one that's like a daily shampoo, less purple and more moisturizing. You know I'm all about my hair. That was my butt. And yeah, thanks, Lee. So I'm gonna test a whole bunch out. But yeah, I do. I think I'm getting blonder and blonder. I actually think you can see more of the white today than you normally can. See it? It's in there. But the yellow next to the white makes it look like dirty white. There's no easy way to do this. It is what it is. It actually looks real greasy, I think, on TikTok. I don't know what's happening to my hair on TikTok. Hey, TikTok. Yeah, don't use purple shampoo. Yeah, so the one that I'm talking about, Kristen, because I took a lot of time to look at them all, I got like two or three different ones that are different price points that are like once a week purple shampoos. So I'm going to try those first. So like 1 week we'll do this one week we'll do, and they're all different price points. So like one was like kind of cheap, one was like in the middle, and one was like, oh, you fancy. And so we're going to do those first. And then once I figure out which one I like, then I found another one that's like a daily. You girl, you know, I'm going to research it, girl. I don't spend money without the research. But I do feel like it's dry, but I don't like here in the front. But I think it's because she dyed all this. I mean, I had highlights, but I didn't like take all the color out of my hair. She did a lot. Is it because it could stain your hands? Yeah, I think. Did I buy Olaplex? Olaplex was one I was looking at. I'm not sure Going Gray is going to save money yet. It's not yet, Viola. But in the long run, that's the plan. And that's the thing, is that I'm trying to find like a good shampoo to moisturize. I feel, because here's the thing, and I don't know if you know this. This came straight from Alice in the hairdresser. I keep saying to her, I was like, so my grays, are they going to be like pretty, smooth and pretty? I keep saying, I was like, it looks like it's the same texture as my hair. She's like, you're not going to know. I was like, no, I can tell. Look how pretty it is. She's like, you're not going to know. Like, you know how when you see like, so, and most people will tell you sometimes gray hair can like, like kink up and be like drier. So you have to like constantly like hydrate it. So I said, I think you can tell it's pretty smooth. She's like, you won't be able to tell until it goes all the way out. I can't go white yet. Maybe after my son's wedding, maybe my gray stick up in the front. Look at it. Tania. I think that they only grow to this length and then they break. And so I will always have this calic right here. I don't know. I'm late. You're early. Wendy, we're both late. My hairdresser says mine is not going to be a pretty gray. I think she's trying to manipulate you, Cheryl. She knows if you don't go gray, you're going to still keep dying it. I do like It's a 10 products. My grays are so dry. Split ends everywhere. So my hairdresser won't color it. Yeah. Olaplex is great. A lot of people like, you have crazy coarse grays. Yeah. That's why I still color. Yeah. It treats your hair over time. Yeah. I feel like, Robin, I think I did. Yeah. I have to get my toots done on Monday. So expensive. Okay. Now, I imagine that you meant roots, but let's just sit on toots. And I wish I could get my toots done on a regular. Just have an appointment. Could you imagine? And be like, hey, do you want to meet for, I can't. I'm getting my toots done. What? Yeah. I finally did it. I finally made the appointment. Getting my toots done. Yep. Got a toot appointment. I actually believe that she didn't mean roots. I actually think that Missy is doing something that's like uber expensive, uber exclusive, and only she knows. I sit on my toots all the time. No. Missy, number one, nobody believes that you meant roots, okay? And now we're all like, should I get my toots done? How much is it? I feel more memes coming. Victoria, it's not supposed to be blonde. The idea is that she's going to try to whiten them today. So they'll be whiter. I don't know. I just show up. You know, no one's ever offered to do my toots, so I'm left with trying to do my roots. Toots are coming in hot. And Missy just lays it down. She's like, oh, girl, I got to get my toots done today. And then she just, and then walks away, like in an office. Everybody's like stressed out. She's like, I'm not. I had my toots done yesterday. I feel amazing. And then she just walks away. Yeah, that's me. Expensive toot treatments all the way that are way fancy. No, Terry, this leftover from last night, I didn't fill it up. I know normally it's full, but I'm still drinking yesterday's. Yep. Mm-hmm. For the uninitiated, what is a toot? Nobody knows, Bob. Bob, that is up to the imagine. Only Missy knows what a toot is. But just so you know, she said she's getting them done. That's what I think. But yeah, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn. This is Missy's realm. I hope she gets shirts made that just says toots right across. These are my toots. I'm getting my toots done right this second. Yep. She's fancy. Don't ever mistake Missy for not being fancy. That was my grandmom's name. That can't have been your grandmom's name. First of all, Missy ruined it. That would have been fine 10 minutes ago until Missy made it dirty. Fancy toots. That's what I think. I think Missy, I think fancy toots. They're breaking my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh-wee. Da, 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 da. What's the sound Dean made last night? Ooh, it's not ooh-wee. That's the song from the internet. And then I made the fax machine. Ew. I cannot be Hans Zimmer. Mm-hmm. Which type of machine does your roots? I don't know. But only Missy knows what kind of machine does your toots. So... that's it. Thank you. How did I get that from you, Tanya? How did I know exactly what you meant just from how you wrote it? I can't wait for this trip. Dean's whole group. Does every group have to have a sound? We'll be like, Dean's group, are you here? They're like, be like, Jacqueline's group, are you here? And then they'll all scream a dirty word, probably toots. And it is the charger being installed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been doing that all night. I'm sorry. It is funny. Yeah, Missy's group's got the toots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Preparation for these trips gets to get weirder and weirder. It does. We're not throwing up this morning. It's off the table. Oh, Jacqueline's would be boop, 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 boop. You're right. Now, I think Jan and Brooke have a group. Good luck. And yeah, I don't know what their sound is. I'm not sure. Maybe Brooke will teach you all some kind of concerto that you'll all just perform. She'll have, look, Brooke, you know, Brooke's a music major. She's going to break you down. You're going to be a full choir section. She'll be like, sopranos, pay attention. Shakendra, get it together. Here we go. Ready? And Shakendra, you're in Brooke's group. I don't know. I just decided that. You look like a good singer. You and Dania. Yeah. Now, gosh, everybody's going to have a sound. I don't know. How many people are on this trip? 112. A lot, Bridget. That's a big choir. Yeah, I'll be in Brooke's choir. Yeah. Yeah. I know, Tanny, you'd be good in Brooks. Yeah, Brooks got a full choir going. Who's left? Mooney, sexy producer Michelle. She's going to have a group. All your hair is going to be on point if you're in Michelle Mooney's group. And you have to walk like this. I showed you my Mooney walk. Did I show you? Look. Just so you know, Michelle Mooney's group will not be rushed. They will not rush anywhere. You could be all the way in the back and I go, let's go. And there'll be no, you'll have to leave first. This, and you'll have to always have coffee. Okay. You all have to, if you're in Mooney's group, you have to have a coffee and your hips barely move. You just, that's it. That's the Michelle Mooney walk. I'll do it again once you're in your groups, but Michelle Mooney's group will have a walk, the Mooney walk. Yes. Similar to the moonwalk, but it's forward with a coffee and only a slight hip movement. And no one is allowed to wear green. If you wear green, you will be punched in the face. Just straight punch. You will be made fun of. So just be ready. You don't know what group you're going to get in. So practice your walk. All right. Wear green or don't wear green, but that's going to say a lot about you. You mean everyone should wear green all the time, all green all the time, please. I love coffee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry. I have my green shirt on my packing list. It looks like everybody's pelvises have been frozen. That's how she walks. And there's no fast walking with Michelle, ever. There's never a rush, ever. Who else is leading? Wendy has a group. What's Wendy's group going to be? What's going to be their thing? Well, you'll be very organized. Everybody will have an Excel sheet just attached to them. I don't know. She doesn't make any funny sounds. She giggles. Yeah. Yeah. She came to like, I'm pulling a Dunkin' Donuts right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, it should be green. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Squirrel shirts. That would be if Missy was coming. Missy would have everybody. Yeah, Robert's going. Robert's his own group. There's like a fellas group. Listen, just so you know, there is because Michelle Mooney's husband is coming. You gonna love him, ladies. Now, I don't know if he's gonna, Michelle was like, put him in my group. I'm like, you're fine. You walk too slow. I was actually gonna put a bunch of the fellas together, like the husbands, and make it like a man group. So all the ladies, hey, all the ladies in the group. They'll just be tripping all the time, trying to fall into the men's arms. Like Jim, come trip me so I can fall into Robert or Dean's arms like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Missy's group just keeps taking off and following squirrels. We're like, yo, bring it out. Okay. Missy's gone. She's getting her toots done. I'm telling you, these groups. When you get your group assignment, it will come with some extra information. Now, so Dean and Dominic are a group. Chris, best neighbor Chris, has a group. Mm-hmm. Don't put me in the men's. No, Joey, you're not in the men's group. Mm-hmm. You might be in Michelle's group because I imagine she'll be the last one. She'll be all the way in the back. So Hoops isn't coming. There's about 15 per group. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was getting her tubes done. No, Miss isn't going this time. We gonna get her on another one. Yeah. Good times. No, Steph has stuff. And it's funny. Okay, light's moving away. Steph has another job. So sometimes she has conflicts like a like a concert or a recital, because it's, you know, usually around May or June. So, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. BNC will be a dancing queen and down the street. You guys, please bring your dance. Yeah, that's obvious, Jim. I don't know why I didn't think about that. Yeah. Yeah, Chris is, you'll just be party animals. I should probably get you disco ball earrings. That would be fun. We should do something for each group. So it'll be, we'll be able to easily identify you. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. I should do that. Somebody write that down. Yeah. Well, whoever, Di is not a leader. So there, if you're in Di's group, you'll definitely be getting a snack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Any idea where we can report this stupid no comment problem? No, Renee, I don't know why. Sometimes if you like uninstall, are you on your phone or are you on your computer? So sometimes somebody had said if you leave and come back, but I imagine you probably already did that. So I'm not sure. Hey, Lily, we're just talking about your sister on our trip coming up. She's going to be a line leader. And each group has its own personality. And yeah. I went out and came back in. They showed up. There you go. Phone. I've tried all the hints. Did you uninstall it from your phone? Sometimes you may need an update on your Facebook app. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Either try to update the app or just delete it, come back. So we're going to, she's the dancing queen, obviously. So Leland knows. Mm-hmm. I go out and come back in and it works. There you go. So yeah. And Jacqueline, like I said, it'll just be a curse word that you all. Yeah. I have a disco ball necklace. Of course you do. That's BNC sister. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kathy, that sounds fun. Not during the show, of course, obviously. Anywho, so what's up? So today, was it Wednesday? Let's think about that. It's definitely Wednesday, everybody. So where are you all going? We're going to Nashville. And it's very funny because when we leave, I think we're coming from two different airports because Nikki and the kids are coming from Virginia. It is kind of funny when we all go to the airport together and I'm just sitting there like, okay, there's a lot happening. It's like, just trying to get everybody from from Philly to Nashville. And then we're like, okay, we got here. And Diana's always handing out snacks. Andrea will be with us this time. And then I think Drunk Patty usually meets us at the airport. Yeah. My writing conference, I leave next Wednesday. And then we have our show next Wednesday night in Dayton, which I'm super excited about. And then we kick off and we'll be going live from the Irma Bombeck conference as well, which I'm super excited about. Next Wednesday, I don't think there'll be a show. Maybe Di can step in, but I'll be traveling super early. And then I'll be on the television, the morning show in Dayton next Wednesday. So if you're local, check it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about the person in Jersey who won the Powerball? It's like 1.13 billion. What? What? Wow. My husband got us tickets. And fun fact, you live in Irma Bombeck's old house. What, Becky? That's so crazy. Becky, can you send me like pictures of the house? Because we're going to be like at the conference. That's so crazy. Listen, Becky, send me an email with like, when did you buy the house? How do you know it's hers? Send me some pictures because I'm sure her family's going to be there. Yeah, my house does sound like it has the toots. It's Missy. She came by. It does sound like farts. Chris Bass, I don't know how you have gotten out of going on a trip so far. You're like famous here. Has anyone ever met you besides, have I met you? I'm thinking besides me. I'm like, wait a minute. Have I ever met Chris Bass in person? I don't think so. Isn't that funny? So I'm here. Oh, now you're here. Chris Bass, kid switches over. Stop it. Get out of there. Kobe. He can't hear me. I don't want you to think that I'm always yelling. He literally hears, or maybe he does, and he's just
Kobe. Come here.
Does anybody have to walk like this around their dog? Because of the vibrations, that's all he gets.
Come on.
All he gets is vibration, so that's what she said. And so anytime, like I've had a couple of dogs who live wonderful lives well into their millions, and so it gets to the point where they can't hear anything. No one has met me. You've never met me in person. I may be AI. Okay, that made it worse. Oh, that's funny. He wasn't even in Savannah when we went. Yep. Maybe he's not real. I don't think he is. Mm-hmm. When were you here? I don't know. Kendra said. I've been there a bunch of times, Chris, but it was before I met you. I was with Paula Deen. Stomp, stomp, stomp all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one believes you, Chris. Yeah. Mm-hmm. AI Chris, that's going to be his name. Yeah. How did you get out of being on a trip, Chris? That's weird. Yeah. It sounds like they're fighting outside. So there's, thanks, Deb. There is a house across the street, that has been, there was an old lady that lived there. I don't think I ever saw her. She was like 90 when we moved in. But anyway, she passed towards the end of the pandemic, and then her family, you know, cleaned the house up. But it's old. It definitely, like in our, you know how like in your neighborhood, you can look like these are the houses that somebody flipped over and these haven't, and you can tell. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful property, but it has never been renovated since probably the 50s, 60s. Anyway, so somebody bought it like 2 years ago and sent out a message. I guess, I don't know if they had to, but you know how like if people are doing construction to their house, they have to tell people within 200 feet of whatever. So I don't know if it was that or they were just being nice. But when they first bought it, they had said, hey, you know, we just want to introduce ourselves. It was just this nice letter. And it said, you know, we'll be doing a lot of work to this house. We want to apologize in advance for any like loud noises. It was nice, right? And that was 2 years ago. And then nothing happened. And then all of a sudden this morning, just like a ton of lumber just showed up. I was like, something's about to happen. It's very exciting. I like watching. Yeah, Jill, if you do construction, certain types of construction, then yes, like my neighbor at the shore, when she had raised her house, built again, there's actually, an opportunity that neighbors have to, I guess you could contest it, but you have to let your neighbors know. And if they have a problem, I don't know. Yeah. But always talk to them to see if they have any concerns about construction. Yeah. So it's more, I mean, especially at the shore, because you're like on top of each other down there. Here, not so much. But yeah, in terms of, yeah, I live in a village and you have to get permits for everything and also let your neighbors know. Yeah. Okay, Mrs. Kravitz. Lynn, I'm out the window. I'm like, that is not how you A-frame a house. No, Lynn, I don't know, but I like being nosy. Mm-hmm. I'm rude. I'll just do it. I didn't know I was supposed to let people know. Yeah, no, I think it might be like bigger construction. Like we're putting an addition on and it's moving towards your house. Yeah. Yeah. Lorraine, yes, I still have the shore house. I rent it most of the time. It's for other people to enjoy. I'm a maid. But it's a good investment for me. And so I have decided that's apparently my other full-time job. That is what I do a lot. So yeah, that's happening. Yeah. Here in Chicago, you have to get city permit before you can do any work or you'll be fined. Yeah. That sounds about right. We had to get a variance when we tried to put on pool because of the location. Yeah.
What are you doing to the tree?
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm tired of the cold Kentucky winters. Yeah. Did I miss your post-renovation? No, Joan, you're right. I do have to listen. Yesterday, I'm having a lot of success leaving this house and going and getting work done. And I don't want to brag, but yesterday I think I finished all the videos that I needed to do. So I'm super excited about that. And so now I'm almost to the point where I can start planning things, like fun things. Mm-hmm. He's eating it, Chris. Of course. Mm-hmm. I often fix things for free of charge for neighbors. So to keep the peace, so to speak, and I've never had a problem. Wink, wink, Bob. Right? You pet my pack, I'll pet yours. There is a guy, did you hear? I don't know, Bob, if it was, I feel like it wasn't Dateline because nobody got murdered. It was some nice feel-good story where this fella, he was married and he was like a handyman around the house, always doing something. His wife passes away and he got nothing to do. There's no lady around telling him to fix stuff. So he like started telling the people in his neighborhood, hey, you know, ladies who might've been widowed or divorced or living on their own, da, 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 da. Yeah, you need something fixed. And he comes over and he does it for free. He's like the town fix-it guy for the ladies in town. Oh, he put in a honey door. Isn't that funny? Yeah. What if he's just putting honey doors in all over town? She's like, the problem was with my bathroom. He's like, yeah, yeah, but you're going to need this door put in the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, that's right, Bob. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tammy, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, Jeremy does a lot for our next door neighbor who's widowed. Yeah. I got my candles, but no email they were coming. Heathers, check your spam. The emails always go. We don't know how it does it. So I can't even tell you that I did, because I didn't. It's automatic. But whatever email you put in, so it might be a different email. Sometimes people will sign up, and then that drives Stephanie crazy. Sign up with one email, and then expect it to go to another email, and then they're like, I can't find it. And then she's like, you actually made two accounts. It happened a lot more when we first started doing it. Yeah, I know, Lee. He's real saucy right now. My dad had to talk to a guy about putting a back door, but decided against it. We went again, and when we came back, there was a hole in the back wall. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Probably, Lee. Mm-hmm. It is kind of crazy when people tell you, my husband is always outside working and the biddies in the neighborhood will walk by repeatedly like, hey, sometimes I have to go out there. What? They trying to talk to your man out front? Every time they walk by, they have less and less. They take off a piece of clothes. They just walk them by in their underwears. You're like, what are you doing? Huh? We were just walking. Oh, really? That's interesting. Right by my house with no pants on. Mm-hmm. My friend calls me the keeper of the old people. A lot of old people. None of them related to me. Where are these people's kids? Breaks my heart. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Jody. If he's walking around in a fancy mood, he has definitely been medicated. That's how I would feel if I was on all the meds he was on. I'd be like, girl, let's go. I'd be walking around the neighborhood, coming up to your husband. Hey. Kids, oh, I would set up a lawn chair out front. I'd be like, yeah, come on by. What are you saying? Who are you talking to? What? Mm-hmm. One day it was so many times that I came out. My husband's like, you see this? Can you send me a picture of your husband, Victoria? What is happening? Uh-huh. And that is when Hussies on the Loose is a perfect shirt to walk out with. Victoria, do you have a Hussies on the Loose shirt? You do. I'm not going to lie. That shirt, that came from Jesus, okay? And it might be the best shirt. No one knows what it means in general, but it is a great, it, so many uses. Yes, I need one. I'm just saying, it's a solid shirt. Same thing with my husband, Jed. Oh, obviously, well, he was hot dad of the year. He's a contractor and ladies always try to talk to him. Get out of here, girls. Uh-huh. He's not there to fix your pipes. Kimberly. She's so funny. This is why I get nervous when my hubs works at the hospitals here. High pay, smart ladies threaten me. Even if he won't ever leave, said Lucy. Don't you worry about Lucy. You got to get a Hussies on the shirt. Hussies on the shirt. Hussies on the loose. And that's why Victoria's husband hasn't been submitted for hot dad. She afraid. Mm-hmm. We can't wear it in the summer though. Jody, maybe we need to do a Hussies on the loose shirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny. Mm-hmm. I was at a party. Left that party because the lady lost her AC. When I got the AC running again, she had no money. She held up two tomatoes to her chest and she said, I can pay you in these. Needless to say, I let her keep her tomatoes. Okay. She held up two tomatoes to her chest. Was she soliciting you but with tomatoes? Or was she like, I don't know if he's going to like my boobs, so let me try these tomatoes, see if he goes for these, and then back up with my toots? I don't know. That is, yeah, that is a lot. Mm-hmm. Hussies in the shirt. I don't know. I don't know what I said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jed does a lot of work for the local gym. I like it best when he works there in the early morning, with the seniors instead. Although they're worse. They hit on him constantly. One lady was rubbing his arms while I was standing there. Old people don't care. Old people do not care. Old ladies, listen, I don't want to speak out of turn, but she knows. I don't know if she's here. Jan Luber loves herself. A man around 50. Listen, here's Jan Luber. Jan Luber, nice lady, Wendy's mom, right? But you get graphics Jeff around? Here's Jan. Oh, Jeff, come sit with me. And the fellas love him. My 89-year-old dad hits on all the waitresses. Of course he does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, don't get Jan Luber around your man. Nope. Maybe that's one of the perks of being the older ladies. You just get to touch the men all the time. Okay. It doesn't work the other way. It does. Come on. Adorable. So cute. Oh, Jody's going to go. She got memes to make. I guess I should go. Can Jan bake? If so, I will allow it. I wonder what age you become all fluttered around young men. I think it's Jan age. I don't know. My grandmother was so jealous of all the old ladies that were constantly doting on my grandfather at senior citizen. It was bad. I'd be like, you need to back up. Back it up. Mm-hmm. We got to have something, said Fran. Fran is spicy. Yeah. Yeah. So funny. Mm-hmm. So fun. So fun. So, yeah. So, I know I got to stay. I touched me a man this weekend. Meredith. What man? Mm-hmm. Got that right. I'm a $5 boyfriend. Wow. Austin, how did your interview go? What are you interviewing for? Here comes young Austin, our 20-something. Just got done an interview. I'm going on a cruise after Easter. Watch out. Mm-hmm. Good, but I don't know if I should leave my current job. Well, Austin, there's 400 of us here. If you'd like to put out a, hey, everybody, what do you think? I'm sure that somebody would be interested in giving their opinion, which would be all of us because we all think we're right. My fiance's dad is a looker too, and he has the most elegant wife, best looking couple I've ever seen. Wow. My parents went to the senior center and my mom stopped going because all the ladies kept hitting on my dad. My dad kept going. Of course he did. My father is unbelievable. She's a great person. I have to get back to Rochester to see her. I know. Oh, Nicole, I don't know why that's happening. My mom's whole married life, everyone hit on my dad. Really? Why do you think that, Jane? Why was he, is he just handsome? Was he a charmer? How did your mom handle it? That's really funny. All right, here's Chris Bass. I still should quit my job and become a full-time AI. What do you guys think? Chris, you're already an AI. You're not even real, and you are just basically, you're in the matrix, and nobody even believes your question. Mm-hmm. My high school teachers used to hit on my mom. Austin, Wendy said, what were the main reasons for interviewing? We could start there. Austin's like, I don't know if I want to do this. The man that is measuring for my mom's new wheelchair is a looker. Then my mom's roommate tells me he has a girlfriend. I can't even get a win at the nursing home. Ah. The Matrix, yeah. Terry was like, it was so uncomfortable. I couldn't find it, but... So, okay, yeah, you can send me a message through Messenger. I just started working in a company A, but I don't necessarily like it, said Austin. But I just interviewed with company B, and it seems to be good. I only joined company A a few months ago, and I feel bad leaving so soon. Okay. How long? My first question is, how long were you at company A? Is it the same kind of industry that you're, and like, what are the reasons you don't like? Is it like a people thing? I think you got to unpack what are the specific, and is it going to be that different at company B? Is there a big difference in what you're making? So yeah, I've had to put up with girls flirting with my husband for the last 42 years. He said just over 3 months. That's a good amount of time. Well, I guess you got to just figure out what are the reasons you don't like it. I mean, there's only a couple of reasons you don't like a job, right? It's either the people. I actually didn't apply to company A. They came to me. Oh, I saw you. Stacy, I say move. If you're not happy going to work, it's just not good vibes. They'll find somebody to replace you. Do what's best for you, they said. Which company has more room for growth? Somebody said, Austin, you're too young to stay at a job you don't like. Move on. Bobby said, you can't worry about company A if company B is really where you want to be. Wendy said, don't get caught up in guilt. I'm not necessarily a fan of jumping around, but if company B will get you on the path you want, then do that. If it doesn't, then stay at A. Mm-hmm. Companies don't have loyalty, so go where you're happy. Mm-hmm. Sharon said, if you're not happy in the first 3 months, leave. Are we talking about husbands or jobs? Both. You know what? Everything that I read could... let's go back and read it and pretend we're talking about a man. Let's see. Which one has more room for growth? That's not wrong. You're too young to stay with a guy you don't like. Move on. True. You can't worry about this guy. If you really want to be with this guy, yeah, you know what? This is actually, go with your gut feeling. Mm-hmm. If you're not happy with this man, your life will be miserable. I'm changing the word job now to man, and I think we're helping a lot of people with other problems. Mm-hmm. Kim's back to talking about Jed. I'll tell you, the old ladies flirt with Jed the most. Every time we're there, they're all over him. That's where the lady was rubbing his arms. Like Ollie's arms is made up of dirty old ladies. Company A is a bank. I help manage their business accounts. The other job is more what I'm interested in. I guess I just feel bad because they hired me for a task I didn't complete yet. Awesome. Listen, when it's time, it's time. If it's better for you, then you got to follow your dreams. Think about it like this. If this was a man, Company A is responsible. They gave you a chance. They're a good bet. But you love artsy guy over here. Bank guy is never going to be artsy guy. I mean, this is hard for you as an analogy because it's not helpful at all, but you get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one treats you better? Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kyle, you did get us in trouble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously, companies won't think twice about loyalty to you. Move on, do what's best for you. If they really value you, they will try to work with you to improve your situation. My house is moaning. Mm-hmm. Could this also apply to cars? Yes, it could apply pretty much to anything. The advice is the same. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do. Yeah, I think too many people stay at jobs thinking that they care about you. You have to do what makes you happy. Yes, and this also applies to men. Is not what I wrote. Didi, gotta reread my comment. What you read is not what I wrote. I don't know what I thought. I did read it right. I jump around. Let me see what you wrote. I'll tell you where the old ladies flirt with Jed the most. Ollie's. I don't know what Ollie's is. Every time we were there, they're all over him. That's where the lady was rubbing his. Like Ollie's army is made up of dirty old lady. What's Ollie's? You're right. I didn't read it right. I didn't know what an Ollie's was. Is that a place? Is it a restaurant? This place also would pay more. Okay, Austin. It's you want me to call? I'll call out for you. We've made the decision, Austin. You're not going back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom loves it. I don't know what that is. My loyalty is to a fault, and I wind up staying at a job longer than I should. I bet a lot of women could say that about men. Ollie's is a discount store. Yeah, my current position is really boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's on Church Road. Oh, I don't know. Oh, there's an Ollie's in Cherry Hill. Yeah, Austin, you want us to quit for you? We'll call. I gave notice last week to CVS, wrote a resignation letter 3 years ago, went to an interview with Wegmans, first one in Long Island, got the job. The store manager is angry because I closed 5 nights, but he won't talk to me now. Oh, Karen, you can't get involved. We just got an Ollie's here and I've been wanting to go check it out. I've never been to an Ollie's, sells everything discount. Oh, so that's it. So you bring Jed to an Ollie's and all those old ladies are just waiting for fresh meat. They're like, guys, Jed's going to be here soon. It's like a Big Lots. Oh, okay. I've never been to one. Is Jürgen here? He's in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. So funny. Anyway. I was a pharmacy scheduler. Horrible, said Stig Diane. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm worried about, said I'll stay there for like 40 years like everybody else. Yeah. Been there. Interesting. We'll see. Anyway, so listen, everybody. It was a nice morning. It's a little loud, but it was a lovely morning. And it looks like everybody's seeing Jürgen but me. I'll be in Barcelona tomorrow, said Jolynn. Is everybody in Barcelona? Are we the only losers? Why is everybody? I'm in Barcelona. That's really funny. What are you having done to the house? Sandra, I'm having the charger put in for my car. Barcelona. You have to do it with that, Chris. Mm-hmm. That's how fancy people say it. Did you guys hear the new way that you're supposed to say Jaguar? You know the car? Do you guys know that Jaguar is not how you say that? That's not how rich people say it. Did you guys know that? You're supposed to say, does anybody know? Let me see. Jag, no. I mean, that's probably how cool people say it, Lucy. But Jaguar. Exactly, Courtney. Jaguar. Mm-hmm. Since when? Jaguar. Yeah. I was like, when did we add the extra syllable? When did that start? It's Jaguar. No, it's Jaguar. Mm-mm. That's how the English say it? That's how I don't know. I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know. Listen to rich people once in a while in a dirty parking lot as you walk by their fancy car. And you'll hear stuff. Mm-hmm. I bet Bougie Taylor knew it. I bet she did. She was like, obviously. What did you poor people think it was? That's what she's saying right now. Here's a question. Are TikTok leggings appropriate for high school? This is my morning battle. I don't even know what a TikTok legging is, but I imagine in some scenario it shows your boobs. Because I feel like everything that the girls wore in like high school and maybe clear through college, I was like, where is your bra? Why do I see your bralette? Why are your toots hanging out? Just everything. Same with Audi. Is it Audi? No, they didn't add a letter to Audi, did they? Because I just learned how to pronounce it. You know what I can't? I don't. It's a store, La Citan. But it has like so many letters. La Citan. Mm-hmm. Can you find rich people in a parking lot? Yeah. Jaguar. Say it in my head with an L. Yeah, no, that's not it. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing my daughter on this trip. Can't wait to see what she thinks of all of you. Patricia, I can tell you. She thinks we're crazy. If it's those leggings I see young girls wearing at the gym, then no, they leave nothing to the imagination if you get my drift. Mm-hmm. Aldi. Not Audi. My friend has an Audi with a license plate that says Innie. She had an Innie Audi? Oh, that's so funny. Yep. Unpronounceable words. I think that they were like, poor people will never be able to pronounce this. And that's why they won't be able to buy it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Going to the gym is entertainment for some days. Mm-hmm. What are TikTok leggings? I don't know. Somebody send me a picture of what TikTok leggings are. They're leggings with elastic in the butt crack. What? What did you say? Why would we do that? What? Katie just came in and just left the sentence, leggings with elastic in the butt crack. I'm going to need to look up these. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing an the hussy pants. We're going to be doing an expose on TikTok leggings. Please send me a picture. I'm going to start calling my Ford a foo-foo Ford. Just add letters. It makes you look like you don't have clothes on so they can see your butt. It's like a camel toe in the back. Okay. You know what? I think the show's over. I can't believe I read that out loud. Why you guys make me do that? Why you make me say that? Why you do that? Oh my gosh. It says it makes your booty look perky. If you're 12 or 19, no, I'm going to tell you something right now. Nobody wants to see Diana in TikTok leggings. I do not. My eyes will burn and just fall out of my head. Nobody. Nobody wants that. No, makes your crotch look hungry. Okay. Jody has ruined two shows in a row. Okay. All right. I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna call the show. Yep. I don't want to see myself in TikTok like nobody. Wants that. So you better watch because there's going to be a whole section. There's going to be a whole group on this trip. They're like, this is called the TikTok leggings group. And it's Diana's group. It's just all ladies of a certain age with big butts and no one can look at any of them. No one. Yeah, that's a lot. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to call it. Thanks, Jane. And end this. Before we get, arrested by TikTok. So that's it, everybody. Have a great day. Like Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself or other people if you feel up to it, whatever. Just take a deep breath, okay? Take at least three big deep breaths. Go outside. Don't think about TikTok leggings, none of it. But thanks for being here as always. And I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, Holy Thursday. Okay. So let's try to be classy. And remember that Chris Bass is AI, moving forward. And that's it. So have a great day and a blessed day. Thanks for watching as always. And I'll see you in the morning. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.
Boop, boop.